Hi everyone, welcome back to my podcast series, Welcome to the Winner's Circle. This episode, I will just be talking about something I did. I have a texting group, and one of the challenges that we did recently was called the Gratitude Challenge. Just exercising a form of gratitude within yourself and things that you have every day, things that you may overlook. You know, everybody's on the clock, everybody's busy, going here, going there, doing this, doing that, just going with life. And sometimes we somewhat forget to stop and smell the roses, right? So the purpose of the gratitude challenge was for that, to stop and smell the roses, but also just to incorporate a sense of habit, creating a new habit within your already routine. You know, you get so used to the things that you do and how you do it and when you do it that sometimes when you insert something different in your routine, it feels a little off. But the magic is the more consistent you are with that and staying disciplined in that action, it winds up becoming a habit, especially in a good way when it is something positive for your growth or for your benefit. So I'm going to take the time to read some of the gratitudes that I did during this challenge. The challenge was 15 days, and each day you would take a moment out, whether it was the start of your day, the end of the day, whenever you felt you had a moment to yourself where you can really focus and reflect, and just write your gratitude on a piece of paper, fold it up, put it in a jar or a bowl, and all of them will accumulate at the end of this challenge, right? And then after that, pretty much, you can throw them away if you like, but instinctively or just your spirit would probably tell you to save these, because if you ever feel later on down the line that you are in a race against time, or you feel out of balance, or you just need a pause, a refresher for yourself, a boost, or just that, like, that check-in for yourself, you know, to check yourself, you can feel free to take one of these out that you already have and kind of read it and remind yourself, you know. So that was the gratitude challenge. So I'm going to just choose these at random. I have obviously 15 of them because the challenge is 15 days long. I have them in a mason jar and they were all folded up separately. So I'm just going to choose them at random and I'm just going to read a couple of them and then just kind of explain what that means, and the details behind it. So the first gratitude, funny enough, I picked up day one of the challenge. And so this says, day one, I'm grateful for daylight. It shows up and does what it needs to do. That's my body's natural alarm clock, which nudges me to wake up and to do what I need to do. I'm grateful for the sunlight it provides. So when I wrote this gratitude, I was grateful for daylight. But daylight signifies so many things for so many people. Obviously, as a collective in general, generally speaking, daylight is that time you wake up in the morning. That's that time you get your day going. That's your natural alarm clock. But there's gratitude for that, because when you see the daylight, you automatically feel like vibrant in your energy. You feel like, oh, it's time to wake up and start the day, versus if it's a really dark morning because it's raining out or it's storming out, you don't feel as, you know, you feel like you don't want to get out the bed. You feel like you want to stay in bed all day. So I had gratitude for daylight because this is something that is not only a natural alarm clock for my body, but it also gives me that nudge to be like, go ahead and start what you need to do for your day and get your day going and do those things that you need to do. But also, daylight has its own specific purpose and what it needs to do. When I'm nudged to get out the bed, I'm also reminded that I have my own specific purpose and I need to do what I need to do, right? In the sense of, in collective, everyone else in the world or whoever I may encounter for the day. And one of the great things that comes with daylight is sunlight. You go outside and you have the sun shining on you. It feels good. You feel warm. It nourishes your skin. It clears your thinking. And it just allows for nature to flourish. I mean, what does sunlight do? Sunlight allows nature to flourish. Without sunlight, you wouldn't have your plants, grass, your trees, or anything like that. So that was my first gratitude. I'm gonna choose another one. The next one I'm choosing happens to be from day 9. I'm gonna go ahead and read this. Day 9. I have gratitude for honesty, for those who respect me enough to be completely honest, and for those who I can be completely honest with. Honesty takes a level of strength, genuineness, good intention, and understanding. To be honest with someone isn't about what they want to hear, but what they need to hear. The result being surrounded by the people who don't have to pretend. Authentic and true exchanges and authentic and true experiences. So for this particular gratitude, I spoke about honesty because sometimes you find yourself in these situations where somebody wants to cover up the truth, right? They're your friend, but they don't want to tell you the truth. They don't want to hurt your feelings. However, you appreciate it more if someone is telling you the truth, because if you find out they lied to you, you feel like, oh my God, did you? It's like an insult to my intelligence. But also, gratitude for honesty for people who have respect enough for you to be completely honest, right? Those people who don't lie via omission. So some people think like, oh, lying and being dishonest is just, you know, literally lying to your face or just lying to you. But also another form of lying or being dishonest is by omission, knowing that there is a truth that they are purposely not telling you. So they're not telling you something on purpose. And I feel like that's honestly the worst kind of lie. I feel like, you know, you can't really scale what kind of lie is better than the other kind of lie, because lying itself in general just isn't something you should be doing, especially when it comes to you interacting with people and how you communicate. But I feel like when you lie by omission, you're definitely intentionally leaving out information. And that part, you know, to me, in my opinion, just isn't the wisest one to do. And I also say honesty takes a level of strength, genuineness, good intention, and understanding. So going back to that respect factor and being completely honest, it takes genuine, good intention, and understanding and strength, you know. People may not hear, they may not want to hear what you have to say, but it takes strength to tell them anyway. But because it's coming from a genuine place that's good, that is filled with good intention or understanding, it may not be received right away, but it will definitely be appreciated very shortly after. Or it may be received right away, and it will definitely be appreciated right then and there as well. So this is kind of, you know, what I meant by the honesty gratitude. And as a result of all of that, you know, being vulnerable, you know, for you to be vulnerable to receive honesty from someone, or to give honesty to someone, and all of those other characteristics I just mentioned, this kind of transforms, like, who is your circle, who is your tribe, who are the people you surround yourself with. You know what I mean? So the result is being surrounded by people who don't have to pretend. You want to be around people who won't pretend with you. And that's very important. So when they're not pretending with you, they're very authentic. Again, that genuine factor. And with that authenticity, those experiences that you have with these people and the exchanges that you have with these people make a world of a difference for you. So that's what I meant for day 9's gratitude, that gratitude for honesty. I'll probably do like about 2 more. So here's another one I just picked up. This is day 4. Let's see. And here's the funny thing. So now that the challenge was 15 days long and it finished, just 2 days ago it finished, I honestly don't even remember what I put like for day 1 gratitude, you know, the early days of the gratitude challenge. I don't even remember what I put. However, looking back now at these, I'm like, oh, wow, I wrote this. And, you know, so it's funny that these are like little reminders. So it's good to have. So if I feel this way about something that was in the earlier part of the challenge, imagine if I have these up on a shelf somewhere and it's 2 months from now. Just that check-in for yourself is so powerful. All right, so anyways, day four. Day four, gratitude. I said, I'm grateful for being in tune with my mind and body, to know when to peel away, take a break, a pause, tapping in to create, find, or maintain an equilibrium, even during times of imbalance, which is discipline. Nature always is an aid in this. So this particular gratitude, I was showing, thanks to knowing myself, being true to myself. I know myself well enough to where, listen, I gotta pull back, gotta take a break, gotta take a pause. It's time for me to pull away from this, or the situation's not serving me. I need to remove myself, or got too much to do today. Tomorrow, I'm not doing anything. That whole self-care piece. So that's what day four was about in terms of being grateful. And when you have that mentality, or when you have that ability to know yourself and not overwork yourself, you give yourself time to tap in. And in that time, when you're tapping in, you can create, you can find, or you can maintain an equilibrium, even during times of imbalance. So even when the rest of the world is going crazy, or let's say it seems like everybody in your life has something going on, and it's just like drama and spill the tea, and like this is going on, and gossip, but you still are able to pull away and find like your totem pole, your peace, your equilibrium, your medium. That's very powerful within itself, and that's also a form of discipline for yourself. Some people get so sucked up into this gossip or other people's drama or other people's problems because they want to tell them what to do and how to feel and how to act, but that's lack of discipline when you can't pull away from that. You're so consumed with everything else from someone else. Even when your body or even when your mind and spirit is telling you that, hey, you need to back up from all of this extra energy, but you're still somehow feeding that. So it's a form of discipline. And I say nature always is an aid in this, because where do you find the most quiet time, the most peaceful time for your mind? You find this when you go to nature, when you go to the woods, when you go to the park, when you're sitting in sunlight, when you're sitting at the beach with the waves, when you're sitting under the moonlight. You find this in nature and in the elements. So these are definitely aids to how you're feeling. And that just goes on to show and confirm just, how connected we are to the universe, just as spiritual beings and energetic beings, and how we're connected to our environment and how we're connected to nature. So day four's gratitude was definitely about learning how to pull away and that self-discipline in that scenario. Next one. Day three. Okay. I don't even know what I wrote for day three, but I'm about to open this up and let's see what it says. Whoa. Day three. I'm grateful for having a working mind. With that, I'm grateful for the communication between my brain and my hands so that I can write out what's on my mind. I'm grateful for the bones in my hand that work on one accord so that I can form letters to words to sentences. With that is the power between writing your thoughts down and putting action to them. Think good thoughts, write good things, do great things. That was day three. We all know that every part of our body works on one accord. It has to work in some sort of balance and harmony, or else we just are out of whack. Our blood's got to flow a particular way for our brain to work, our brain to send messages to different parts of our body so we can move. Both in that movement, we've got muscles that work together, but also we've got the skeleton, we've got the bones that work together. All of this is like a language in our entire body, and all of this is, controlled, I want to say, for lack of a better word, by our mind. Our mind works. We have a working mind. So that day three gratitude was for giving thanks for a working mind. So when we have all of our parts working together, we are able to do so many things, so many powerful things. So that was day three gratitude. Let's see here. I'm going to check. Let's see what this one is. Day 14. So day 14. Let's see what's going on. Gratitude for the small things, for the pick-me-ups. This one was very short and sweet. So day 14 was gratitude for the small things, for the pick-me-ups. And this is something that definitely I'm grateful for. You know, you ever had a time, it doesn't even have to be like if you're feeling down and out or in the blue or in the dumps, but just those little surprise little pick-me-ups from friends or from families or even from people you least expect it from, right? Those ones are the big ones. These are like the gems that are like, wow, you know? And it's not about you need validation or it's not about you need gifts or things like that, but it's about the fact that you are acknowledged and that you are recognized. Your efforts are definitely not overlooked. So day 14 gratitude was about those small things, those pick-me-ups. When I specifically wrote up this gratitude, I definitely had in mind a time where I wasn't going through something, but I literally was minding my business, going on about my lovely old day, and somebody just, I guess, was out for the weekend, and they saw a little trinket that instantly when they saw the trinket, they thought of me, like I came to mind, and they said, you know what, she would love this. And it wasn't something like, I'm giving this to you, I need something back from you. It was totally genuine and just something that you were on my mind. So day 14, gratitude, shout out to that specific event. And, you know, that's what that was all about. And it definitely was a pick-me-up. I was already having a good day, but obviously have a great day. You know what I mean? All right, the next gratitude, let's see. Day 6. Let's see what day 6 says. Day 6. I have gratitude for experiences. Experiences are the keys that will unlock new levels of your consciousness. The silver lining is that each one leaves you with a gem as you get closer to who you are becoming, ultimately gifting you a foundation, your blueprint. Very true. I had gratitude on day 6 for this specifically. I had a moment of reflection and just kind of thinking of all the things that I've been experiencing so far throughout life, and I know there's many more experiences waiting for me, and I'm grateful for them before they even get here, because I know that experiences definitely shape who you are, whether they are positive experiences, which we label as opportunities or blessings, or whether they are unfortunate experiences where we are going through a tribulation and a trial and we feel like lost or at a wit's end or just something that is just working against us. Each of these experiences give us a quote-unquote gem. There's always a silver lining and there's always something to take away. There's always a learning behind it, whether we see it at that moment right then and there, which most times we don't, especially when we're in it. But once we are out of it, that's when we see what that gem was, what that lesson was, looking back in hindsight, sometimes even looking back in retrospect. So this was day six's gratitude, and knowing that, you know, when you get these gems, you're collecting these, like, got a bag of gems here, got your bag of tricks, maybe tricks isn't the best word, but got your bag of gems, and ultimately this is building your character, is building your strength, and this is like your foundation. It's your blueprint. So then also at the same time, if something does come across your path in the future and you need to look back or revert back for any moment as like a refresher or a booster or to see like, how do I solve this issue? You've got your bag of gems. You can open it up and take a look and be like, listen, I've been through this before. This is what I did and I came out of it, you know? Or this is the opportunity that was granted to me. And this is what else came out of this opportunity, you know? So your blueprint. So day 6 was about gratitude for experiences. And I'm going to do one more and then I'm going to stop because I'm not going to sit here and read all 15. But let's see what this one is here. Okay, number 2. Gratitude for day 2. Let's see what it says. Day 2. I'm grateful for transformation. that we have the ability and free will to change at any given moment, at any desire, that some experiences, quote unquote, apply pressure, but only to polish us into who we are becoming. So with this gratitude for day two, that definitely is true. Everybody can transform at any time in their life. It's never when you're this age, this is it, no more growth, or you can't have a drawback, you can't have a setback, you can't have a hiccup or a fallback. Everybody can transform at any moment. But also, the other strong point is anybody can transform at any desire. So anytime you really feel a strong urge to just change or to grow or to just peak your life in the biggest way, but you're so passionate about it at any desire, you have the ability to do that. And these transformations, you know, they apply pressure. Not to get you down, but to really polish you, kind of fine-tune you, to pretty you up. Think about when you have a crystal or you have a stone or some form of jewelry and you're polishing it. What happens to it? You know, it gets vibrant, it gets radiant, it shimmers. So this is what day two gratitude was, and that. And I think that's it now for reading the gratitudes. I'm not going to read all 15, but those were just some of the ones that I have done from the 15-day challenge. And I hope that, you know, you got something from listening to this episode. But I also hope that you take a minute to, even if, you know, you didn't do the challenge, or even if you won't do a challenge like this in the future, you don't have to. But it's also nice to just have moments where it's routine for you to sit down and check yourself, but also check in with yourself. And doing this with these gratitudes and just knowing what you're blessed with and never overlooking your blessings. You know, there was a time in the past where everything you have now was something that you really wanted and you worked towards it and you got it. Now there's something else. There's another level that you're trying to get to. You know, you're always leveling up and you're trying to get to that next level now. When you have gratitude for the things you have and you appreciate and exercise humility on your journey thus far to where you are now at the present moment, you're opening the door for more abundance to come your way, whether it's through finances, opportunity, creativity, peace and harmony in your life. Abundance will come to you when you show gratitude. It's like, you know, the universe is saying to you, here you go. And you're saying, oh, great, thanks, I got it. And then it said, okay, you're grateful for this? Take something else, you deserve it, you know? So that's kind of what this episode is about, just going over these little gratitudes here for the gratitude challenge. And again, I hope you guys got something from this. And, you know, if you'd like to join my texting group, feel free to do so. Typically what I do every morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, I send out morning messages. And these are messages of, I'll call them affirmations, just messages first thing in the morning of positivity, just so you can get your day going. We all know that when you start your day off in the right mind frame, it sets the tone for your whole day. So this is what the purpose is for my group text that I do. And, you know, what you feed your mind at the start of your day, your first thought, is what sets the tone, you know. So having a positive mindset is having a winning mindset. You want to be mindful, quote-unquote intentional, and show up for you. So these are what these morning messages are for. I've been doing this for some time now, but if you are interested, you can simply just text 347-408-0760 and just go ahead and join in. And of course, there's other little things that I do with this texting group, like this gratitude challenge, and more things that will be coming this way for the texting group as well. So if you are interested, feel free to text and subscribe to that texting group. Also, again, I hope you got something from this episode, and peace and blessings until next time.